This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southland District. It looks like dicamba beans and their associated dicamba herbicides are going to be around for a while. After Extendimax, Ugenta, and Tavium were granted labels on October 27th. What will definitely be the biggest adjustment is the new application cutoff date is now June the 30th. This is going to be difficult for double crop soybeans that aren't planted until mid-June and are barely just a few leaves by June the 30th. Extendimax also has a before blooming requirement, and Tavium still has its before V4 requirement. Another major adjustment is the downwind buffer is now extended to 240 feet from the previous 110 feet. It could still be sprayed with a 110 foot buffer if sprayed with a hooded sprayer. Much like the doubling of the downwind buffer, the application of at least 24 hours before a rainfall event requirement has been extended to 48 hours before a rainfall. Now any tank mix will require a volatility reduction agent, and Tavium and Extendimax will require a drift reduction agent. This will be just another addition made, much like the crop oils. Lastly, there is an update for the special training requirement on the label. Extendimax and Tavium will require the training every other year, while Ugenta will require this every year. If you have any questions about soybean herbicides, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.